Welcome back to the Amplified Voice podcast. I'm your girl, Charlie Jai, presenter from London with a passion for inspiring you. And you know what? I literally just had a thought based entirely on my current circumstances, which I'll go into probably another time. Sometimes, right, revenge or retaliation is entirely about us feeling as though the situation isn't fair. Person A is doing something deliberately to negatively impact person B. And person B is a good person, man. They don't do anything to hurt anybody, never intentionally. And if they do hurt someone and they're called to account, they allow themselves to be held accountable. Person B is a decent person. Person A, not so much. But you know what we need to remember? Hurt people hurt people. Fact. It's all over everywhere you go and look for your positive or motivational or inspirational quotes. Hurt people hurt people. So what person B needs to do is take a deep breath, exhale the words hurt people, and just keep it 100 with themselves. Let me quickly relate it to my own circumstances. If the person in question wants to continue deliberately trying to antagonize me and have a negative impact on my life, then so be it. Because one thing I know for sure is that karma is a two-way street. Person A will get their bad karma in due course, and person B, me, eventually I'll get some good karma, man. But only if I don't retaliate, if I don't respond. At the end of the day, I need to remember, you need to remember, we're the ones in control. Nobody can get to us unless we allow them to. Nobody can change the way we feel about ourselves unless we allow them to. You have control over yourself, your thoughts, your actions, your choices, your movements, everything. So let that person do what they're doing, trying to deliberately mess up your whole entire sense of self, while you stay true to who you know you really are, and you just keep it moving in the direction of your goals. Oh, listen, I could go on, but I love for these podcasts to be short because I don't believe that I need to do lengthy podcasts in order for you to get the message and to be inspired by it. Take care.